I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And boy, I always say that we've always got a lot of stuff, but this time we really do have a lot of stuff. We'll try to cram it all into one netcast. If nothing else, I may have to reach back here and get the old equalizer. We'll just beat it into submission. Why do I do these things? I don't know. Spur of the moment. Anyway, so here's the thing. We've got so much to do this week. I've just got to jump in and get started. First of all, and primarily, I need to let you know that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And that leads me into the first thing I want to talk about, which is techpodcast.com. There's some neat things happening on techpodcast.com. One of the neatest of which is the collaboration that occurs between tech podcasters such as myself and others that are on the network that collaborate together and do all kinds of neat things. Now, let me tell you what happened. Jeffrey Powers, who's one of the tech podcasters on techpodcast.com, has a program that he just started. Now, he's had one for a while. Called Geekazine, and basically everything he does is under the umbrella of the Geekazine.com banner, if you will. But he's got a new one called OTT, Over the Top Television. And basically with OTT, he is talking about the Boxy Box and the Apple TV and the Roku Box and all the different ways to get the new television being what I'm interested in, which is streaming video across the internet and direct to you. That's exactly what this netcast is. So it's just something I'm interested in. Plus, as you know, I've got a Roku box that I got for my birthday back in November of last year, and I have been just enjoying it. I tell you what, it has been so much fun to get into that Roku box and see what I can get through the Roku. And in that regard, that's when I found out that there are secret codes that you can plug into the Roku to get different channels that don't normally show up in the Roku channel store. I didn't know that. It was really cool to find it out. Well, anyway, when I found it out, I blogged about it on the blog, which, of course, is drbill.cc, cc for computer curmudgeon, drbill.cc. You can go check it out there. But as I was thinking about it, you know, I ought to tell Jeffrey Powers over at OTT, at Geekazine, about this. And so he read my email, said, hey, that's a great idea. He did a whole show on it, and he talked about our show here and Tech Podcast Network, and then just mere moments ago as I record this, I got off of a joint podcast, which is basically the CEO of Raw Voice, which sponsors techpodcast.com and blueberry.com, and the PodPress WordPress add-in or plug-in, I was able to be on the show that he has, his morning show. All right, so that's Todd. Todd's got this great morning show that he does. Now, you got to remember, his morning is in Hawaii, okay? So Todd's morning in Hawaii is my noon. How weird is that? It's just strange to think about. But anyway, I was on his show, and then Norbert, what is Norbert's? Oh, I'm embarrassed. I don't know Norbert's last name. Totally Cool Tech. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go straight to Totally Cool Tech. Yes. And I'm going to find out his name. I was so busy calling him Norbert that I just didn't even connect. Norbert Davis. Sorry, Norbert. I couldn't think of Davis. Too simple. If it was Shaminsky, maybe I remembered it. Sorry. Anyway, Totally Cool Tech Podcast. Go to totallycooltech.com and check out his podcast. And then, of course, the other podcast I should mention very quickly is Geek News Central. Let me go to geeknewscentral.com. And, ooh, right there it is. Morning show starts at 7 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Isn't that cool? And there I am already on the screen. Boy, that's fast, Todd. Dude, that's really cool. Anyway, Todd, of course, is Todd Cochran. I'd keep calling these guys by their first names. Todd Cochran, we knew that. He is the author of Podcasting, the Do-It-Yourself Guide. He launched Geek News Central in May of 2002. I'm reading this off his website. You can go read it yourself if you wanted to. At any rate, all kinds of good stuff. And I tell you, they have things happening over at techpodcast.com. So I wanted to mention all that. I wanted to mention all that because I'm really excited to have been a guest on his morning show. So go check that out at Geek News Central and watch the show. And we talked about a great many things. But we have a lot to talk about here, so I better get right to that. Not the least of which is the one that I just mentioned, which is the Roku Secret Code. Now, as you know, Roku is one of our sponsors right here on DrBill.TV. You can go to our website, DrBill.cc, as it says right here. Go to our website, click on the banner that's outlined in red that says Roku, and order yourself a Roku box. It will be awesome, I'm telling you, because I love my Roku. And that's why I'm excited they're a sponsor of DrBill.TV. And you can get DrBill.TV on the Roku box on both Blueberry and on techpodcast.com. And through the use of this special secret code, you can even get it on YouTube on the Roku box. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Dr. Bill, I've got a Roku box, and YouTube's not available. Ha-ha. It is if you have the secret code. Let's look at the article. Here's how it works. On your computer, not on the Roku. On the computer, you go to owner.roku.com, okay? You open that up, and you log into your account, and then you've got a little string, a little box there that you can put a string in, and the string for the secret code for YouTube is B8VVK. B8VK. No, you don't have to try to pronounce it. Just type it in. Anyway, you type it in there. You click on the OK. And guess what? When you get in on your Roku box and go check, you'll find that you now have YouTube. So you can check out YouTube and you can find Dr. Bill on YouTube. On your Roku. How cool is that? So, secret codes. And there's a whole lot more. There's a link here on in the end of the article here. The Roku Box secret code. Go to the very end of the article on DrBill.cc and you'll find a link to the Roku channel database where you can find more secret codes to more unique channels. Not all of which I recommend. I don't recommend all of them. No. There's some stuff on there you just don't want to get, okay? But there's some good stuff, too. So, be selective. That's what life is about, is choice. Okay? Anyway, scientists build the first anti-laser. Is that like anti-matter? Anyway, they built an anti-laser. It can cancel out a laser beam. That ought to help us stop the alien invasion. Ha-ha! So, anyway, the laser, by the way, is 50 years old. Did you know that? Been around a while. So now they've got an anti-laser. Yes. Okay. Next item. Oh! I should have known it would get me, but it did. The drum roll telling us that it's the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week is one I'm really excited about. I'm just excited today. Can't you tell? I'm bouncing all over everywhere. And I have a hammer if you'll get out of line. Anyway, better watch it. I might break something. Anyway, so Geek Software of the Week is LastPass. LastPass. Like it says, right there. LastPass, idea here is, it's the last password you'll ever need. Yes. What it is you download the software, you install the software, and then all of the usernames and passwords on all of your websites get, you have an option here, you can suck it into LastPass, and it will store all of them in encrypted form in the cloud. We like the cloud. It's fluffy. So anyway, it saves them there, and then you can even tell it to fill in the username and password when you go to websites. And to log into LastPass, you only have one password. So effectively, you can have one password, and then you can, at each website, have a different, really ugly password that's hard to remember, but let LastPass remember it, and you'll be very, very secure. Awesome. So it's easier. It's everywhere because it's cross-platform. You can run it on Linux. You run it on the Mac. You can run it on Windows. They have a version for each one, and it works with all browsers. So if you are like me and you use a lot of different browsers and you're flipping from this one to this one, well, it will remember your passwords across all those browsers. That alone is cool. All right, so anyway, it's safer and it's secure, okay? Only you can unlock it, and it is encrypted, which is good. So it's secure and it's multi-platform. That's what it says right there in the article. So I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, next item. The IE9 release candidate tops 2 million downloads. Now, this has not been released yet. It's still the release candidate. So it's still got one more hurdle of testing to pass. But essentially, this is going to be pretty much what we're going to see when IE9 comes out. Now, the reason I think people are excited about IE9, the reason it's had 2 million downloads, is Microsoft's finally going to get around to supporting web standards. It's about time. Okay? So, I haven't downloaded it yet. I figure as close as we are to release date, you know, I'm just going to wait for the real thing. Besides, I use Chrome for most everything, so I'm not really like chomping at the bit. But when it comes out, you can guarantee I'm going to download it and put it on my system. Because if nothing else, you know, there's some things you have to use Internet Explorer for, and I'd rather use one that is nicer, newer, safer, secure. Too many ERs on the end of that. Anyway, next item. Watson is, he not only beat the humans on Jeopardy, he did that, he may be treating them soon. So he may be Dr. Watson. I don't know if I want Watson treating me. Okay? He's really not doing that. That's just a turn of phrase. No, what we're talking about here is that Watson, that technology, may be used in healthcare to help diagnose patients by offering, you know, different options to doctors in terms of diagnosing. That's pretty cool, but I don't think I want him being my doctor. Okay? I'm not even 100% sure about regular doctors. So, you say, but Dr. Bill, you've got a doctorate. Yes, but it's not in medicine. Now, I've got one in natural health, and I've got another one in theology. That's enough. Two is plenty. I'm stopping there. Okay. Two doctorates is enough for anybody. I got a guy at work that calls me Dr. Bill. That's just odd. And then my pastor, he calls me Doctorus Maximus. And with my size, that's kind of a questionable. You know, I don't know if he's dissing me or not there. Ah! But anyway, we'll let that one alone. Next item! Mind control of a computer! Aha! Yes! See, we're not talking about computers controlling your mind, you know, Skynet and the Terminator. No, we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about you with your brain controlling a computer. I can see that might be a problem with some of us. But anyway, the idea here is that paraplegics, those who have lost the ability to use their arms and hands and so forth, might benefit from a computer interface that would allow them to move a mechanical arm or whatever. I mean, who knows? Down the road? I just got a sudden idea. What if they took somebody's brain and put it in a robot body with this kind of interface? Would they still be human? Let's not think about that too long, because we're in with Watson beating them on Jeopardy and Ken Jennings, and I mean, dude, I mean, he kind of whooped up on them. Now, he did have some moments, like saying that Toronto was a city in the U.S. No. It's actually kind of comforting to know that Watson can make mistakes like that, okay? I mean, if he was absolutely perfect and just answered every question first, right on time, and they just kind of stood there like, we don't even get a shot. I mean, that would have been boring TV and would have been disheartening. But as it is, he made some mistakes. Matter of fact, he made some pretty dumb mistakes. But it made for fun TV. I enjoyed it. I watched every single episode and it was awesome. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about mind control. Yes. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have been awarded funding for two projects that will place brain-computer interfaces, BCI, they've already got an acronym for it, BCI, in patients with spinal cord injuries to test if it's possible for them to control external devices such as a computer cursor or a prosthetic limb with their thoughts. How cool is that? You know, I like the idea, and I know they actually have some video games that do this, where you could control the cursor with your mind. You could have the ship flying through space with your brain controlling it. You know, talk about getting lost in the video game world. Brings it to a whole nother level. You know what I mean? So anyway, what you need to do, by the way, the other thing, I'll just throw this in as an added little addendum. That's a word for you, addendum. It's kind of one of those words that's fun to say, but let's not go there. As an addendum to the netcast, I've been looking into technologies that will allow me to record Skype sessions, much as I did with Todd and Norbert here earlier today. Of course, that was using Todd's tech. Todd has some awesome tech, dude. Geek News Central, he's the geek. Okay. Anyway, he's got some cool stuff. I'm on a very shoestring budget. I'm looking for ways to do it, and I found a program called Super 1010. It's a strange name, but it's Super T-I-N-T-I-N, Super 1010. And it is, you know, I think it's getting harder for people to name things these days. I think that's the problem. Anyway, not the issue. Try that software if you need to record Skype, particularly video Skype sessions. Now, I'm playing with it. I'm not 100% happy with the results. Matter of fact, let me just show you a brief clip.
Within someone else's infrastructure, and whether or not that infrastructure is world class or whether or not it's not, you have to basically jump to their, jump to their bandwagon. See whenever they say change something.
Yeah. I think the problem mainly here is the sound is fine, and the fact that it recorded two screens, that's fine, but the resolution is such, I'm shooting this at 720p resolution, okay? So the resolution is great. And then to have it squished down into that tiny little, pixely thing is ugh. So I'm still out there looking, of a really cool, awesome, high-resolution way to do video recording of Skype, you let me know. Because I've got a friend of mine, Chucky Daniel, who wants to do a netcast, and he and I to interview back and forth, and he's in Washington, D.C., and I'm here in High Point, North Carolina, and, that's kind of a bit of a drive, you know what I mean? So, we need to do it with Skype. So, go out there, my hordes of fans and minions. Yeah. You go out and you find something, and you let me know, because I'm still searching on the old web. Okay, Super 1010's not bad, but I could use better resolution, as you just saw. So anyway, that's it for this week. We had a lot of stuff, and it was very hyper, wasn't it? Because I'm excited. So, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.